Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the letter to the Ephesians. We're in chapter 1 today with verses 17 through 23. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of Him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to His call, what are the riches of glory in His inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of His great might, which He worked in Christ, raising Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things beneath His feet, and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 23 expresses a profound prayer for wisdom and revelation in knowing Jesus Christ. This resonates deeply with my journey as I look back and reflect on my childhood, filled with distractions and a pursuit of my own pleasures, self-serving aspirations that left me yearning for something more. Unfortunately, amid my spite and desires, I missed the chance to learn about the true essence of Jesus and His salvation. It fills me with disappointment to realize I was wandering in darkness when light was so readily available. However, everything changed when I encountered the transformative power of Christ. As I began to understand His love and sacrifice, I sought to embrace a life that honored Him. This journey of faith led me to my soulmate in Christ, mi Tonita. Together, we have committed ourselves to living out our faith with passion and purpose. Just yesterday, we found ourselves in the aisles of Rural King, not simply shopping, but actively engaging with people around us. With mi Tonita by my side, we approached strangers offering prayers for their needs. Her beautiful way of praying, guided by the Holy Spirit, brought forth blessings all around us. It was a moment of grace and connection, witnessing how God can work through us to touch the lives of others. In that sacred space, I truly grasped the meaning of Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 23. Recognizing the immeasurable greatness of His power and love, I am grateful for this journey, for the wisdom gained, and for the ability to share God's blessing with those around us. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern. Our other children, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath, and we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue, and we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired. Christ fed. Amen. Today my poem comes from Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 23. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, May Jesus Give You a Spirit of Wisdom. In the quiet of my heart I find a prayer for wisdom, pure and kind. From Ephesians, a holy plea to know the love that sets us free. May the Spirit's light in us ignite, revealing truths in darkest night. The hope to which we're called so grand, the riches of His grace fully at hand. His power vast as oceans deep, in Christ our souls He guards to keep. The one who conquered death's embrace, now reigns in glory, full of grace. above all rule, all power, might. His name shines forth a beacon bright, all things under his gentle sway. In him our troubles fade away. So let us rise, uniting strong, in prayer and love where we belong. With hearts aflame and faith we stand, together walking hand in hand. For in his body we are whole, one heart, one spirit, one shared goal, to share the news of his embrace and fill the world with his grace. In every moment may we seek the wisdom found in the meek, and as we pray our prayers on high, we glimpse his kingdom soaring as we fly. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 29th, 2025. Recording 24 hours later at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We continue our prayers for our good friend John Thorpe. And this morning we're off to Mass in an early morning Mass at 9 a.m. with some adoration afterwards, where we adore our Lord in the Eucharist in an adoration chapel. And continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. I will close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Peace be with you. Turn to the Father of glory, and he will give you knowledge of him. Amen.